Pakistan is also grappling with a natural disaster. The United Nations estimates that floods in the South Asian nation have killed 1,600 people and affected nearly 14 million others. The BBC launched special programming this week to assist the victims.
BBC Lifeline Pakistan ke saath Ahmed Raza
aur Rizwana Mehtab ka salam.
There are six broadcasts per day in the Urdu and Pashto languages. Shafi Naki Jami is overseeing the Info as Aid project, as it's known. He's in the Pakistani capital, Islamabad. Shafi, what are you trying to do with these lifeline radio programs, as they've been described?
Well, the answer is very simple, Katie. Just to reach the people who are affected by this devastating flood and provide them with the kind of information which will help them in a way that no matter what kind of problem they are facing with, where they can find the solution. Having no information or having the misinformation is a big problem at this time.
Are you sharing information as simple as where the floods are not so serious or where they can get food help?
In one word, the answer is yes, on both fronts. People who are directly affected and people who are indirectly affected, we are reaching both of them.
You're also taking calls from listeners, aren't you? What are you hearing from them?
We've been inundated with the calls. What they are saying are that we are looking for help. Help is not reaching us. And if it's coming from the choppers, from the helicopters, it's being dropped in the muddy area or in water. Since it's a dry food, it becomes unconsumable or unusable. What they are saying, that forget the electricity, forget anything else, but we need clean drinking water.
Wow. Well, how about, let's hear a clip from a caller.
Okay. What the guy was saying, that all the ways or the routes to come in and get out being cut off, we are stranded, there is no help. Private boats or the owners of the private boats are asking phenomenal price, which they cannot afford, 10,000 rupees, let's say $150, $160.
So that would be the price for a boat ride to freedom, essentially.
You can say that, yeah.
Do you have another example to play for us?
Yes, I have. Here is another caller for you from more or less the same affected area. This is a part of southern Punjab, the grain basket of Pakistan. The guy is complaining about no relief, we being cut off, no food. So what he is saying in this one, apart from what I have said initially, that we are there at the mercy of open skies, we just being cut off. We need everything which is necessary to survive.
Are people saying that they're getting any help at all from the government?
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. There is a help from the government. There is a help from the army. Government also, apart from its own means, relying on the NGOs, non-governmental organization, and a lot of aid from the United States, actually. Very rare you will see that people will start talking about the Americans with a few kind words, because it's not a very friendly atmosphere for the United States in Pakistan because of the drone attacks in the North Frontier province. But now with this relief, kind words for America, food is coming, choppers are coming. So there is a help. But the problem is, Katie, that means to provide that help, not there. Roads being cut off, you need at least 3,000 choppers. How many you have? Not more than a few hundreds. I have never seen such a disaster, even in movies. It's just unbearable and difficult to describe in words. Words are failing me.
The BBC's Shafi Naki Jami, good luck with this radio program. Thank you.
Thank you.